Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tufted Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Friday, November 27th. The grains closed higher here today with March corn up 6 1/4 cents, 4.33 3/4. March wheat up 9 1/2 cents at 6.06, and Jan beans up 7 3/4 cents at 11.91 3/4. Of note, Kansas City December wheat was up 17 3/4. And March was up 15 1/4. So Kansas City is starting to gain on Chicago, as I think it should. We've had some good rains in the Midwest for the soft wheat, but the hard wheat remains dry. Beans were strong despite, you know, mediocre exports with the cancellations. I had seen reports of some rains in southern Brazil, but apparently they're backing that off now. And looks iffy whether or not they're going to get the rains now. The 6 to 10 day has rains in for southern Brazil, but it's a long way away, and these reports haven't been very accurate over the last couple of weeks out here. They put in rains and they never seem to materialize, which is one of the reasons we've been so strong overall. If coming in the weekend and there's no rains in the forecast for southern Brazil, my guess is we'll gap higher to new high closes, but if we do have the rains, I think we're fighting a little bit of a losing battle here. I still see the economy in serious trouble. I think demand is really going to be backing off as unemployment gets really bad in the next couple of months. I think this COVID thing is for real. We're going to be shutting down one thing after another out here. So I just don't, you know, really see the demand side of this thing. We saw no export sales this morning in the beans. Mexico did buy 302,000 metric tons of corn, but again, no Chinese business out here. The corn export sales were big at 1.67, which helped push us higher. The wheat was 7.95, that pushed us higher. But Egypt took 175,000 metric tons of Russian wheat. So it was, you know, a little bit of mixed up here, but I guess the dryness in the plains is pushing us higher. The dollar looks to be closing about 15, 16 ticks lower here today. That's the second close and consecutively lower closes in the December dollar under 92 cents. I think that opens up the door down to 88 cents. And that may be partly what's supporting the wheat out here. The metals really took it on the chin. Silver down 80 cents, gold down $22. Not sure what that was all about. Crude oil closed down 32. But the Dow Jones, for the time being, it's been up and down all day. Right now it's up 40 bucks, but not very convincing. Pretty quiet, choppy day out here. So that's about it. I think Sunday night's opening will reflect whether or not they've got any rains in Brazil. If they do, I think we'll be lower. If they don't, we could buy gap open higher. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.